Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerham Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birnbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph Erdl and none other than Greg Isaac.
And that song was kind of scary, wasn't it?
No, I don't know what it was.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Marilyn Manson.
It's White Coffin Terror was the group.
No way.
White Coffin Terror.
Those are the guys, yeah.
And we reviewed this movie last year, and we had on the director, I believe, Silent Night.
We did.
Yeah. Silent Night.
Malcolm McDowell plays a sheriff on a...
Killer Santa.
Yes.
Right?
Remote Midwestern town who searches for a killer Santa Claus who is picking off citizens on Christmas Eve. Jamie King and Donald Logue also star. It was a remake.
It's hard to see Donald Logue as a bad guy because he's always goofy.
Yeah.
Remember that show, Grounded for Life?
I love
Hilarious.
That show. It's one of my favorites.
Me too.
Yeah. So in a few moments, we're going to have on our special guest for today. And
our special guest.
Yeah, well, yeah, our second guest of the day. Of course, yeah. Early we talked with Sally Ann Martinez about the outlets at Anthem, Christmas tree lighting.
Oh.
And that was very exciting. And here, hopefully in a few moments, we will have on Daryl Norman from the Arizona Christmas Tree Farm. Let me tell you a little bit about it. Arizona Christmas Tree Farm is located at 3101 Country Club Drive in Flagstaff. They've got hundreds of Colorado blue spruces to choose from. You said that's the best, right?
How did I know about Colorado blue spruces?
Oh, I don't know. All are $10.
I read that website.
Yes, you did. All are $10 per foot. You can pick your tree, cut it yourself, or they will cut it for you. Oh. You go to azchristmastree.com. Again, that is azchristmastree.com. And, you know, so, of course, we talked about Christmas tree salesman with All is Bright. And so we are honored to have on our special guest today, Daryl Norman.
How are we doing today?
Hi, great. How are you today?
Good.
And so tell us a little bit about your Christmas tree farm, Arizona Christmas tree farm. It's up there in Flagstaff. How long have you been doing this?
Since 05, so been a few years.
Excellent.
It started off, they're all planted real close together, like every 3 feet. And, some are up to 20 foot tall. And they're just all kind of mixed in. I also dig them up for transplanting. It's named. But there's just so many of them, it's worked out to thin them out.
So how when you plant a tree, I'm not sure of the process, but I suspect, what, does it start with little trees or seeds? Or how does it work?
Yeah, the tree's only about 6 inches tall, and the roots are longer than the tree when they're put in. And you just, every 3 foot on a drip line or spaced out to get them started.
So do you think, they grow about 3 feet per year? Is that what you figure?
No, because they were in for years prior to that. They put on about a foot a year.
Oh, a foot a year. Wow. So, because, the Anthem Outlets, the outlets at Anthem, they have the largest Christmas tree in the nation tonight. We're actually going to do a live broadcast down there today between 5 and 8. 115 feet. Have you ever seen a Christmas tree that large?
No, and I don't know how they'd move it. I see people have a lot of problems with a 20-foot tree.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask that because just even going past some of the Christmas tree lots here in Phoenix, you see people trying to put these gigantic trees on their cars. Any stories like that you can share with us?
I've put a lot of them over the years on the cars, and some of them, it's right down to little VWs, and they'll try to put a 10-foot tree on there and drive back to Phoenix, and they do it, and I haven't lost one yet.
Oh.
That's sort of cool. Now, Daryl, so people can come down there, you can cut it for them, or they can cut it. What is the rules that you have, if any, if they cut down the tree?
No, it's pretty wide open. You just we have a lot of those cordless sawzalls, and some people bring axes, some people bring hand saws, but they basically just go out and walk around until they find something they want. Then we can come help them, or we'll hand them a saw and some gloves and tell them to go for it.
That's exciting, and they don't need any permit or anything, right? If they do this.
No.
That's awesome. Because I've never done that. I've gone to, some of the lots and stuff to pick it out, but I don't think that I've ever, picked out cut down a live tree. That's awesome.
Now, in Flagstaff, of course, it snows. Has it snowed yet this year?
We've had one little dusting, maybe a couple inches. It didn't stick around long. It kind of rained yesterday and today, but I'm sure up on the peaks it's sticking, but down here it's pretty much just rain.
So when it snows, let's say you have a heavy snow, is there anything that you need to do? Does the snow hurt the trees? Have you seen that? I guess it depends on how heavy the snow, but any precautions?
No. Spruce is a real tough tree. It doesn't affect them. Nothing's going to break or anything like that. No, it's not a problem. You just shake the tree. Sometimes I'll send people out with brooms, if they want to look at a tree a little closer when there's a lot of snow on it. And they just take the broom and kind of hit the tree, and all the snow falls off it, and then they kind of pick out what they want.
Wow. Two questions. One is, when is the peak time that you notice when people buy trees? Is it closer to Christmas Eve or even on Christmas Eve? And the second part, The second part of this question is, did the economy have any impact on purchasing of trees that you've seen? You've owned it, I think you said, or you've been involved since 2005. And that's when recession pretty much hit. I'm just sort of, certain products and services are recession-proof. This has emotion attached to it. Have you seen that? So part one, what was part one, Joseph? I forgot my first question.
When they buy the tree.
Oh, yeah, when they buy the tree. And second part, did the economy have anything to do with slowing down purchases of Christmas trees?
When they buy them, it's usually my biggest weekend is the Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, and, wow.
What it is that 95% of my business is out of Phoenix. I get them from Tucson, Vegas. And the thing is, these trees will last like 3 months. You know, they're different than a fir or a pine. And the other, so that's like my biggest weekend. And I do sell them right up till July 4th. We have a lot of timeshare condos up here at Wyndham and that. And those people, you know, they'll buy that day, even though they're only going to use the tree for a day or two and then they're out of here. But and the other question was, as far as the economy, I watched it drop in half. I mean, business wise
oh, really?
The first couple of years, and then when the economy went bad, it just and the other thing I kind of watch is when gas prices are real high. This year it looks pretty good. They're not, you know, it doesn't look like they're going to be, you know, well, people are just gotten used to the high prices.
Yeah,
but that kind of makes a difference. You know, a difference. But yeah, the economy. They used to buy the biggest tree they could find on the tree farm, and there's thousands, and they didn't care what the tree looked like or whatever. They just wanted the tallest tree on the farm, and they were up to 20-foot, you know, trees. And as years gone on, you know, it's less trees, but they just want an 8 or 10 footer, you know, standard type tree. But for years, like especially in Anthem and stuff, so many people have those tall ceilings, and my trees are kind of narrow because they're planted so close together that people like them, because usually a 20-foot tree, hell, the base is 10 feet across or so, and it takes up their whole living room. Where these, they can get a good tall tree, and it doesn't take up their whole living space.
You know, Daryl, part of what I do is also a CPA, business consultant, and something popped in my mind as you're discussing all these issues, and I'm thinking about tree farms. I've never actually worked with a client on a tree farm, but, you know, all businesses have, it's about risk management. It's about their greatest fear and how to protect against it. What's your greatest fear as a tree farm? And what popped in my mind is a forest fire. How do you prevent that? Or how, well, what do you do about that? That's got to be quite a big fear.
With this type of tree, we don't get the beetle or any of that type of thing that's gonna hurt it. And I'm a long, narrow strip along the road, and I have a golf course on one side and a driving range on the other side.
Got
so as far as forest fires, it'd be pretty tough to get to me. It'd take out neighborhoods and everything else before it get to me.
See, that's smart. That's excellent risk management. Wow. Just popped in my head, Joseph. But yeah. it's an interesting question, though,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And I was wondering, you know, because in All is Bright, the movie that we're highlighting today, some kids go up and they ask the tree salesman for a tree that is proportioned like Pamela Anderson. Do you get any strange requests from people, like what they want their tree to look like?
Susan Boyle.
It's like I said, these trees, you know, I grew them to, you know, for transplanting mainly, but it was to thin them out. And, you know, they're not perfect shaped trees like, you know, some of these pines and firs are. What really surprises me sometimes is they want the most Charlie Brown tree they could find. It's like a 10-foot tree with 7 branches on it. And that kind of surprises me when some people, you know, when they cut down the tree and they drag it up, and I'm going, you know, that's got to be the worst tree I have on the property. You know, what are you doing with that? I feel guilty charging them for it.
They're going to go home and give it some love.
It's funny because, like I said, they're not perfectly shaped trees, but they have strong branches. Mm-hmm. And the big thing is they last like 3 months. I have people tell me they'll put them in their house and they'll keep watering them, the tree will get fooled out of dormancy and it'll start growing again. And it puts on new growth and that. And a lot of people in Phoenix say, we put it out in our yard and pretend like we have a tree for the next 3-4 months until it, you know, starts yellowing up before they even throw it out.
Wow. And now, do you have any tips on how people can keep their trees looking as best as possible throughout the holidays? Is that little trick with the sugar in the water, is that true at all?
I don't know if that's wise tale or whatever. I don't know about that. I just tell people if they want the tree to last 3 months, you know, keep watering it. Or when they first put the tree up, you know, it'll suck up a lot of water right away. And then after that, I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. All right. Well, and before we let you go now, so you're officially opening for business on Thanksgiving weekend, but if people give you a call or visit your website and then give you a call, you will invite them down and they can buy from you earlier than that, right?
Yeah, not a problem. Just I can see the farm from where I live, and somebody wants to come up earlier. I even have people buy trees after Christmas, with the different families and stuff, and they'll. I mean, I've already sold trees this year for Christmas. And then I've had people buy them after Christmas. So, yeah, just any time. You've got that website with Arizona Cut Your Own Christmas Tree. You just punch that in and it comes up and go from there.
Yeah, excellent. Well, again, it's www.azchristmastree.com, and they're $10 per foot. You got Colorado Blue Spruces. We gave the address earlier. Here it is again, 3101 Country Club Drive in Flagstaff. It's Arizona Christmas Tree Farm. Any landmarks or how? What's the best way for people to get there? How do you describe it?
Well, real quick, even that address you just gave, you used to tell people to get off on Butler and come through a neighborhood, and so the city's figured out they had it wrong. And I just recently, I've been fighting with them how to get a hold of Google, as far as the MapQuest and that, but it's 1601 Country Club Drive.
Okay.
They changed all the addresses because for 911 purposes and this and that, and they had the wrong address. That address you gave was wrong too, but they finally got it right, and I finally got it switched over on the to where if you Google that address, it's real easy. I'm just like 3/4 mile off of the 40 on Country Club.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll have people go to the website, and then they can your phone number's on there. They can give you a call if they've got any problems.
Right. And it's supposed to have been changed by now, so as far as the address. But even if they put that 3101, it gets them in the neighborhood. But it's a lot easier if they get off on Country Club.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Daryl Norman. We want to wish you a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Thanksgiving, and best of luck this season with all the Christmas trees.
Well, thank you very much, and you guys have a great day.
You too.
Thank you so much. Hey, that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's
actually, I've never talked to a tree, Christmas tree lot such as him. I mean, you see these temporary ones come up, but he has a farm. That's a little different.
Yeah, yeah. And what's interesting is I did try to contact some of the lots in the Phoenix area, and no one wanted to respond. So we want to thank.
Weird.
I don't know why they wouldn't respond. So we want to thank Daryl Norman. Thank you very much for joining us on today's show to tell us about, so we encourage everyone to go out there, start a new tradition, cut your own Christmas tree, no permits necessary.
That is fantastic, and Flagstaff's a beautiful place, a nice little drive.
I went to Sedona this past weekend.
How
it was beautiful
it?
Up there, beautiful.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Was it like a polar bear?
What?
Bipolar bear.
Oh, no.
A code. That's a code.
No.
Okay.
But so taking us into our break, it's not a Christmas song or a Christmas movie, but it's Eight Crazy Nights, the Hanukkah song. Adam Sandler.
Oh, yes.
Probably one of your favorites, Greg.
I love it. Yeah. Well, all three Hanukkah songs.
Yeah. Adam Sandler voices an alcoholic with a criminal record who is sentenced to community service under the supervision of an elderly referee and is then faced with trying to reform and abandon his bad habits.
They have Dave Isaac in the second Hanukkah song.
Yes.
They do.
Yeah.
See? I love that one.
We'll cue that one up, too.
That is excellent. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
America celebrates Hanukkah.
Oh, good job, Schneider.
All right. Osama bin Laden. Not a big fan of the Jews. Well, maybe that's because he lost a figure skating match to gold medalist.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Birenbaum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Birenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network Live. I love the music here, the lyrics. They said mistletoe. Joseph. Oh, wait. Let's announce who we are. Dave Isaac, Joseph Erdo, and Greg Isaac. Joseph.
What?
Or Yosef.
What?
Oh, that's good. Two whats in a row.
I think Joseph said it's not from, or it's for another one. From, yeah. I think that song was an Elf, but you're saying there's a different movie though.
Oh, Elf.
Right, because Elf is not an unconventional Christmas
that's
movie.
That's true.
It's more of a classic.
What do you do with mistletoe? The question was mistletoe. What do you do?
A 6-foot elf.
Have you been under mistletoe with the duck?
Yes, I have.
What happens?
He bites my lips.
Is it a quack up?
Yes, it is.
All right, before you get into that, I want to mention, though, the North Mountain Brewing Company. We had a lot of fun there just Thursday, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. A lot of fun.
They are great people. What a great place, 522 East Dunlap Avenue. Now, we're going to be there every second Thursday of each month. Roughly, check Facebook, but 3 to 5 usually. And that is...
delicious shepherd's pie.
Yeah, we had a taste of that. That was fantastic. And, of course, we had one of the partners on throughout the whole show, Candy Fergoso, also does marketing. But she is such a nice lady. That shepherd pie, though, was off the charts.
Yeah.
Both of you had a taste of that.
Well, the shepherd pie is amazing, but what I normally get there is the chicken sandwich. It is phenomenal. They use this... it's a bacon jelly and
Jam.
Yeah, bacon jam, and so it's unbelievable. And the fries are amazing.
Yeah,
thanks for clearing that up, because when I was saying that, I'm like, wait, it's not jelly. I'm having a Saturday moment.
Well, we encourage everyone to get out there. It's a lot of fun. There's 7 TVs. And Greg's fanning me right now. Anyway, so 522 East Dunlap Avenue, Phoenix. Get down there, North Mountain Brewing Company. Joseph, back to you.
Well, that song, it might have been from Elf. We'll talk about Elf coming up.
We have our judge taking
show.
A look to see.
Yeah.
I think it's somewhat unconventional. I mean, you do have a 6-foot elf.
That's pretty crazy. That's true. But I'm thinking a little more unconventional than that. It's another Ben Affleck movie. Have you ever seen Reindeer Games?
I did.
Yeah.
A long time ago, but I can't remember.
No. Ben Affleck plays an ex-con who, after assuming his dead cellmate's identity to get with his girlfriend, Charlize Theron, finds himself the reluctant participant in a casino heist. I'm sure that Eric's seen Reindeer Games.
Yes.
Did you like it?
Nah, it was okay. It kept my attention, let's put it that way.
Oh. He just sounds so apathetic all the time. But I really liked Reindeer Games. I thought
it
was
apathetic or epithetic.
I said apathetic.
No, I think you said it with an E, epithetic.
No.
I don't even know what epithetic means.
You know, that's funny you say that, because in high school, in the yearbook, the guys who put the yearbook together were a bunch of jokers. And, you know, everybody belonged to some kind of club. And when they put my name in there, they said president of the apathy club.
Really? How funny.
I was angry in high school.
Where was that, in Phoenix?
No, that was in Colorado.
Colorado Spruce, Blue Spruce.
Wow.
Oh. Okay, anyway, Reindeer Games is a lot of fun, so if you haven't seen it, check it out. Not your typical Christmas movie, but that's what we are talking about today. Something that is your typical Christmas movie is our next movie that comes out. It came out yesterday. It is playing exclusively at Harkins Shea 14. The movie is called Angel Sing. Harry Connick Jr. plays a man who, having had his holiday spirit permanently crushed as a result of a tragic accident during his childhood, meets a mysterious man, played by Willie Nelson. Is he an angel? Is he a Santa Claus? We'll have to find out. Who gives him a gift and instills in him the courage to find the joy that he lost. You've got a lot of excellent singers in this. Harry Connick Jr., Willie Nelson, Lyle Lovett.
Now, this gift he gave him, could you smoke it?
No.
Oh.
No. This is a very tame Willie Nelson. This is a family-friendly Willie Nelson.
Oh.
Yeah. And so I know that you both saw the trailer for this. What'd you think of it?
Dave saw the trailer.
Oh, okay. All right,
I saw the trailer. It looked like it can make you laugh, cry. It's a family-oriented movie, relationship movie. It looked like one of those emotional movies that fit the holidays.
Yeah, perfect for the holidays, and that's exactly what it is.
I'm good at these trailers, aren't I?
Yeah.
Angels. I could save money and just look at the trailers.
Yeah. No, you're gonna want to spend the money on this one. Okay. It's definitely a big thumbs up.
It
harnesses the happiness of the holidays and spreads smiles across the faces of everyone who watches it. It also spreads a very admirable message about living life in a joyful way that honors our loved ones living and deceased rather than allowing inevitable tragedies that we cannot control to obstruct our spirit. That's our theme we'll talk about in a minute. But, you know, I've got to say that the cast of this is amazing. The music, the soundtrack, you're going to want to own the soundtrack of this movie. We're going to play a song into our break from this movie. And it ends on a note that feels emotionally rewarding and even a little bit spiritually resonant, all without ever getting cheesy or preachy. I guarantee that you will shed a tear at the end of this movie.
I believe we're
going into a break?
No, we're not going to the break.
What's
right
about
now?
The theme?
Calm down.
You didn't say the theme.
No, I didn't say the theme yet. Everyone calm down.
Yeah, we want
calm
the theme,
down.
Right, Eric?
I know everyone
Eric,
wants to rush out and go see the movie.
I'm the one enjoying coffee, and right. I'm the calm one.
It's not even Starbucks. Right. What is this?
It's the rest of Eric's coffee. That
oh, you drank there. His coffee?
There's more.
Yeah, I saw. I checked first to make sure there was another thing of coffee, because I'm like, oh, wait, I better not take it. And I'm like, there's more, so I don't think he'll mind. Thank you, Eric.
Well, if you like these musicians, Willie Nelson and all that, you're going to love this movie. I just want to mention that before we talk about the theme. If you're a fan of this music, of these musicians, this is definitely a must-see. If you're a fan of Christmas movies, it's also a must-see. But the theme here is it is important to live life in a joyful way that honors our loved ones, living and deceased, rather than allow inevitable tragedies that we cannot control to obstruct our spirit. Because, again, the holidays can be a really difficult time, as we mentioned earlier. And if you've got some tragedy in your life, it might be very difficult, even more difficult, to overcome that. Dave?
I totally agree. And here's my commentary on this. I'm looking forward to seeing this movie, by the way. But in order to enjoy the present, and that means the present moment, you must get past the obstacles of the past, just like the theme was saying, pretty much. Living in the present moment is so much the key to living a life that's joyful, cheerful, and happy. That's just so critical. A lot of people don't realize that because they're always regretting the past or anxious about the future. So if everyone ultimately wants happiness, that's the thing to do, is live in the present moment. That everyone usually wants to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that's really the true goal? People say, yeah, I want more cars, I want a house, I want this. But they think it links to happiness. Actually, it doesn't. But yet, most, like I said, get hung up on the regrets of the past and the anxieties of the future. And they never get to the present. And the present is a gift. You get it? The present is a gift.
Oh.
And fully embrace that gift that's been given to you and return the gift by being thankful.
Yeah. And if you've got someone in your life, I mean, yes, treasure the people that you've lost and honor them. But understand that if you've got a kid, if you've got a parent that's still with you, make the most of that time during the holidays. And because time goes so fast, I cannot believe that we're already in the middle of November.
Yeah.
It feels like just yesterday we were, you know, talking about we were having our Halloween show.
We were.
And
no, it was yesterday.
And so,
we
but
went through the time machine,
right? We did go through the time machine.
Yeah, we saw the DeLorean when we were at McFadden's doing the show. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Wow.
They had a car show on Wednesday, and looked out. I'm like, there's the DeLorean, but no Christopher Lloyd or Michael J. Fox.
Oh, Michael J.
That
Fox
was
is
troubling.
Too busy doing that terrible show that he's on.
That
terrible,
yes.
terrible show. But, yeah, so, you know, make the most of the holidays, really. And so then you're going to want to go out to the outlets at Anthem Christmas Tree Lighting tonight, which we'll tell you, again, more about in our next segment, when to show up and when to, you know, what we're going to be doing there. But you're going to want to start these new traditions. Go do that. Go cut down a Christmas tree at the Arizona Christmas Tree Farm and, you know, just really enjoy the holidays.
And go see Joseph out there broadcasting live today at Anthem Outlets or Outlets of Anthem.
Yeah.
And you're going to be among the crowd talking to people.
Yes, yes. We'll talk more about that in a few moments. But
excellent.
But before we get to our song, because I couldn't get a perfect song for this movie, that's why we're going to play a song from Angel Sing. But I wanted to feature another unconventional Christmas movie. Have you ever seen a movie called Cooper's Christmas?
No.
No?
Yeah, Bradley.
No.
He is a fantastic actor.
He is, but he's not in this movie. This movie stars Jason Jones, Samantha Bee, and Dave Foley. I got a chance to talk to him a few years ago when this movie came out, Dave Foley. And it's a very funny movie. It's using a professional-grade video camera, a dysfunctional family records their Christmas Day in 1985, which descends into total chaos. It's kind of a found footage movie. It's all, like, shot in those old VHS tapes. You know, really, really funny. If you like Christmas Vacation, you're going to love this movie. And speaking of dysfunctional families, next week is our second Thanksgiving special of the year. It is all about dysfunctional families.
Oh, so I got a lot to say about that.
Yes, I bet you do. And we've got a Dave's Random Enlightenment all about dysfunctional families.
Oh, great. That's going
to
be a good
one. That's all ready to go. Oh, and then we also have on, we're going to have on a special guest that's going to tell us how to survive our own family's dysfunction. So we'll invite our listeners to call in next week and get some tips on some problems that they might be fearing as they get ready for their Thanksgiving feast.
You know, holidays do bring out sometimes the worst in people.
Yes, and they
It's weird,
they do.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. We'll talk all about it next week.
We're going to have a show on that next week.
Yeah, so but the song that's going to take us into the break is from Angel Sing. It's by Dale Watson. The song is called Mistletoe on Death Row.
Mistletoe on
Have you ever sung it?
No, how does that work?
He's going to tell it. You listen to the lyrics as we go into the break, and I think you'll get it.
But goodbye.
Is that Johnny Cash? I'm waiting on my Christmas. It's not Johnny Cash.
No, I just said that it's Dale Watson.
Yeah, Dale Evans and Roy Rogers. And Dale Watson, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, that's that famous spy from England.
No.
Watson and what's his name? Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, that's right. And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live in Phoenix, Arizona. That sounds country western. We'll be right back.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
At Beerum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerum Baum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hello, I'm Jessica Olson, and I'm here to introduce you to someone whose job it is to stand together with you at the worst of times. Life throws us unexpected curveballs, including losing loved ones, caretaking, troubled retirements, job losses, and legal settlements. Meet certified financial planner Larry Moscat, who pioneered crisis financial counseling. With a background as a clinical psychology practitioner, Larry has helped numerous people see through their crises to a brighter financial future. Larry?
Thank you, Jessica. At our firm, RII Advisors in North Scottsdale, we know terrible times don't usually last, but the effects of anxiety-infused financial decisions can last a lifetime. For 30 years, our prime goal has been to introduce freedom from fear and a feeling of financial security for our clients. We then move forward with safety and best-case outcome results when it comes to the financial decisions made during the worst of times.
To learn more, log on to www.RIIAdvisors.com. That's RIIAdvisors.com for information on how to get help. Once again, that's RIIAdvisors.com for financial counseling during life's most challenging times.
Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hynten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Be mine for always. I won't be blue on Christmas if old Saint Nick comes through and he remembers that I'd like you for Christmas, New Year's.
And welcome back again. You are listening to Breakthrough Entertainment, brought to you by the Breakthrough Thinking Broadcasting Network, live. I like that. Is that Julie London from the 70s show?
What?
Or
the 70s show?
Emergency.
Oh, Emergency in the 70s.
The show That's during right. your time, Dave.
It and is Julie London, and the song is I'd Like You for Christmas.
Oh, I
from,
would...
From P2, one of my favorite horror movies of all time, Rachel Nichols plays a businesswoman who is pursued by a psychopath played by Wes Bentley after being locked in a parking garage on Christmas Eve. Really scary, a lot of fun.
Oh, scary.
And Rachel Nichols is one of my favorite actresses. She is gorgeous.
I like Rachel McAdams.
I like her as well. But
who's more gorgeous?
Rachel Nichols.
Rachel Nichols.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Who
she
would
used
you
to be
want?
Liberty
Ross.
What?
Missy?
Liberty Ross.
Oh, yeah. So this would be great. So we're going to do a game called Unconventional Christmas Carols. And, of course, this segment brought to you by the North Mountain Brewing Company, which we've talked about, and 522 East Dunlap Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. We really enjoy that place. And remember, we're there every, broadcasting live, I should say, every second Thursday of the month from 3 to 5. So definitely get down there at North Mountain Brewing Company. And Greg has a real problem with his arm. He's not like a robot today. Did you notice that?
He's just excited because
we're... Gangnam style.
Yeah, did you see that? Okay.
You can do that with Danny.
What I find funny is when he says, instead of saying robot, he says robot.
Robot, yeah.
Robot.
Yeah, I robot. Remember
like
I robot?
Dr. Zoidberg.
Was that with Will Smith?
Dr. Zoid?
Will Smith.
Who?
Will Smith.
All right, let's play the game.
Will Smith?
Unconventional Christmas Carol titles.
Shia LaBeouf.
And so... This is a two-part game. We've got several different titles of Christmas songs. They're songs that you've heard, but they're slightly different. Slightly different, okay?
Oh, I don't get it.
You'll get it. You'll get it. They are real titles, but they are worded a little bit differently, okay?
Okay.
So you'll catch on, but there's two parts of this. First, you get a point. You have to say jingle if you know it, okay? Jingle if you know it.
And if you don't, tingle.
No. If you know it, then you can you say jingle and I will call on you and you can say what it is, what the answer is. And then for an extra point, you can choose to just sing a few bars of the song, you know, just for like 5 seconds or less. And if you choose not to, then someone else can choose to sing and they get 2 points.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's just a few seconds, just to make it a little more difficult or fun.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes, okay? The first one is, again, you have to say jingle if you know it, Quadruped with Crimson Proboscis.
Wait, what?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yes, you got it. Okay.
He didn't say jingle.
Well, that's
no,
fine.
Go.
That's
jingle,
okay.
Jingle, jingle.
That's fine.
I didn't hear that.
The jingle's difficult. It's Rudolph with the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Do you want to sing some of it? Or do you, no? All right. Does anyone want
points? Do I get points or something?
You get an extra point if you just like 3 seconds of it.
I got food in my mouth. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
There you go.
Had a very shiny nose.
All right.
Proboscis.
Very good.
Wow. Impressive.
That was very impressive. Okay. Second one. 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. without noise.
What was it?
8 p.m. to 6 a.m. without noise.
Jingle.
Okay.
Silent Night.
Very good. Do you want to sing some?
Silent Night, Holy Night.
Very good. Very good. All I want is just like, you know, a couple words. You're doing good. And so, Minuscule Hamlet in the Near East.
What?
Minuscule Hamlet.
Oh,
jingle.
Eric.
Oh, God. I just lost it. Stars.
Minuscule Hamlet in the Near East.
Oh, I guess I don't jingle.
Okay.
A reverse jingle. Does he lose points?
No, he doesn't lose.
No, I think he should.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Did you know it?
I sort of knew it, then I forgot.
All right. We'll just move on from it. It's O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Oh, I was going to say something with Bethlehem, but I have no clue what the rest of the... Hey, bring it on.
Right.
Jingle it all.
The next one is Ancient Benevolent Despot.
What?
Ancient Benevolent Despot. Go ahead.
No.
Wise Man.
What?
Three Wise Men?
No.
There's a song called that? No.
No. Oh, anyone else?
Oh, let me bring up a list of Christmas songs. No.
Wait, say it again. What's the clue?
Ancient
Herod.
Ancient Benevolent Despot. No one. Okay, no one gets that one. It is Good King Wenceslas.
Is that a song?
Yes. All right, next one. Exuberance Directed to the Planet.
Joy to the jingle.
Okay, yes.
Joy to the world.
Very good. Dave gets 2 points.
Boom, boom.
All right, that's,
boom, boom,
that's enough.
Boom, boom, boom.
Calm down.
La, 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 la.
All right, shut the hell up.
All right, listen, aerial spirits announcing.
Wait, what?
Listen, aerial spirits announcing.
Oh, the jingle.
Go ahead.
Well, the da, 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 da. Yeah, that one.
What?
What?
I don't know.
No.
I hear all these Christmas songs.
Listen, aerial spirits announcing. You don't have to say jingle if you know it, because I think that's confusing people. Listen, aerial spirits announcing.
That's the only good part for me.
Oh, hark the herald angels sing.
Yeah, you want to sing it?
Oh, my God.
That's the one.
Hark the herald angels sing. Glory to the newborn king.
Very, blah, very blah, good. Blah.
Wow, you're good at this.
Yeah, he's a great singer as well. Trio of Monarchs.
Oh, the
three
drummer
kings,
boy.
Three
guy.
Kings. Three
the drummer
kings.
Boy.
You go.
Oh, three kings. Da, 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 oh.
You're getting the words wrong.
Oh, bah, la, 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 la.
I'm going to give it to you, even bum, though it's not bum, bum, Oh, Three bum, bum, Kings.
Bum, 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 oh, la, la, la,
very
la,
good.
What's the song called?
We Three Kings.
Yeah, that's what I said, yeah.
I got some points.
So I get a point, right?
Yeah, no. Yonder in the Hay Rack.
Who?
Yonder in the Hay Rack.
I was way in a manger.
Yes. Do you want to sing it?
He's you always get me when I'm eating.
And you're still getting these right.
Yeah. You got to sing it for pointage.
Away in the manger asleep.
Oh, yeah. Away in the manger.
Remember, folks, this is the president of the Apathy Club. Away in a manger.
All right.
All right. So next one is a cherubim audited from aloft.
A what?
Cherubim audited from aloft.
I don't know what a cherubim is.
You should know that if it's about auditing.
Oh, auditing in the loft?
Cherubim?
Angels up on high or something?
Angels We Have Heard on High. I'm going to give it to you. You want to sing it?
No, thanks. I don't know that one.
How does that song go?
Anyone else want to sing it?
I don't even know
how
it goes.
Don't even know it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, so I'm going to give you another one. And then I'm not going to sing it, by the way. Assemble Everyone Who Believes. Assemble Everyone Who Believes.
Oh, I know this.
Just we're going to move
night,
on from it.
Oh, yeah. The Monkees. The Believer.
No, it's O
dun,
Come.
Dun, dun, dun,
yeah,
dun.
That's the one. Oh, yeah.
O Come, All Ye Faithful.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh.
What was it? I'm totally lost on that one.
The marriage
O Come,
song.
All Ye Faithful. Assemble
sure.
Everyone Who Believes.
Yes.
All right. Next one is Hallowed Post Meridian.
Oh, yes. That's the one.
That's a very difficult one.
Don't know that one.
Oh, Holy Night. That's what that was.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, but you said it before I was able to let it out.
How about this next one? Fantasia of a Colorless December 25th.
Mickey Mouse.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
All right. Well, 3 second limit. Cut him off here.
Yeah,
cut him off.
You're done.
Cut him off.
A dozen 24-hour Yule periods.
Oh, 12 days of Christmas.
Do you want to sing it?
12 days of Christmas, my true love said to me.
I've heard
go on a cruise and have some jellyfish in
well,
the sea.
That counts as mine. Yeah.
Yes, Greg's on the board because Dave won't be quiet.
I am. Well, do I get an extra point for the annoyance that Dave is causing?
I want
point
to just for my debut.
Yeah. How about the next one? Befell during the transparent witching hour.
Oh, dun 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 dun.
No.
I don't even
just for singing something random, you don't get any points.
Oh, come on.
Befell during the transparent witching hour.
Oh, Santa, no.
No
Christmas with the devil.
No. It came upon a midnight.
Nice dream.
Clear. Get the words right. These are Christmas songs.
Oh, yeah.
You should know them.
Oh.
They're already on the radio. Homo Sapien of...
No, the ones on the radio, there's only two. It's a George Michael's one. That Christmas.
Band-Aid or whatever.
And that's it.
How about
it's phenomenal.
Homo Sapien of Crystallized Vapor.
A Santa song?
No.
Oh.
Jack Frost? Something Holy Spirit.
No, it's Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, yeah. La, 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 la.
Well,
I mean, I said a whole different character. Jack Frost versus Frosty.
Desire a pair of incisors on December 25th. This one's really easy.
Sebastian Norn. Oh, there it is.
Desire a pair of incisors on December 25th.
Oh, I have no idea.
Wait, no, I think I got this one.
I know, two front teeth.
Yeah, do you want to say
it? Darn it, yeah.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth so I can
finish chewing my pate. Oh, I thought it was about to hit my pot of this.
There you go, that's good enough.
Oh.
How about, I spied my maternal parent osculating.
What?
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Do you want to sing it?
I don't know the words.
I
guess those are the words. I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Kissing Santa.
Dave gets 2 points. All right. So
that was my win.
Yeah, but you get a point.
I sung it.
But he started singing before Eric had a chance to.
That's why I got 2 points.
He's busy eating.
Yes.
How about, I can't even say this word, perambulating through a December solstice fantasy.
Dashing
through
the snow.
Wonderland.
Very good.
Oh,
you're
kidding.
It?
Walking through a winter wonderland.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Because dashing through the snow is part of Jingle Bells.
Yes.
Bum, bum, bum,
no, we got two bum, left. Bum, two left. Calm down.
Joseph, I think if you take points away.
I will take the points away.
Oh.
Can we 602-252-1480 to have Dave stop singing, please?
Adorn the Vestibule.
Who?
Oh, I know this one.
Is it one of the ones I saw?
It's the title of a movie.
Wait, what?
Adorn the Vestibule. Be quiet.
Isn't that one?
No, that's Little Drummer Boy.
Adorn the Vestibule. It is the title of a movie. Starring Danny DeVito.
Oh, Jingle. Oh, the one. Oh, I know it. Matthew Broderick.
Yes.
Oh, check the halls with the...
All right, last one. Last one. Calm down. Last one is... Tin Ambulums.
Who? The Tin Boy.
The drummer man. The drummer boy.
No. La da 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 da. Right.
The drummer boy.
No,
there we go.
No.
The little drummer guy.
It is Silver Bells. Nobody gets
that. There's one called Silver Bells.
Yeah.
Oh, I
Silver Bells.
So.
Dave, I think you should continue singing and get louder as the day goes on.
It's good, right?
But Paige, you'll be here soon, so you'll have to
you'll
hear
get to
that.
Experience it firsthand.
It's just not the same.
Really? Do you like my voice?
No.
Paige, do you have any Advil?
Greg, let's let her talk. What do you think about...
Your voice is pretty good, and I'm just letting you guys know that I'm not there, because I would literally be killing all of you at this game, because I know every Christmas song.
You probably would.
Yeah.
Oh, you should.
And she can cook.
Wow.
Yeah,
and she's from the Midwest.
I'm from the Midwest. Yeah, that's also true.
Well, to be fair, Eric did pretty well. He got, I don't know how many points.
Eric would be giving me a run for my money. The only reason I think I would win is because I know more of the words.
He got 14 points today.
I think we should have a runoff.
I recognize all the Christmas songs, but I have no idea what the names are for half of them.
We need
the
runoff, Paige and Eric. We want to see a contest, Paige versus Eric.
Absolutely.
Okay, we can have, maybe during the 24 days of leading up to Christmas, we can do a contest.
Oh, the 24 days of Christmas? Yeah, I love that song.
Let's just wait till after Thanksgiving, can we?
Yes, we'll can wait till it. After Thanksgiving.
Sing that 24 day of Christmas song. Wait, Paige. Do you have a good voice, Paige?
Do I have a good voice? I was in choir growing up.
Oh, give us a little.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
What's my favorite Christmas song?
And
my favorite Christmas song is All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey, easily.
Okay. How does that go?
Or Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin's version of any Christmas song. They have the best Christmas
album.
Oh,
yeah, Dean Martin.
Yeah, Dean Martin and Frank Sinatra have great Christmas albums.
Yeah, do a little debut for us here.
I can't. I'm going to be in the studio.
No, wait till December,
Dave.
Our next Christmas show. We have quite a few.
I'll sing for I'll welcome us into Real Hockey Talk.
Okay, good.
Okay,
she just
we'll see you in a few minutes. All right.
Okay, bye.
That is Paige DeMichels, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead.
All right, so now we've got, congratulations, Eric, for winning with 14 points.
Again.
Yes.
Who came in second?
Dave, surprisingly.
How many points?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Not bad.
Yeah,
not bad.
I think, or something like that.
I got two.
You got two of them, so you got 4 points. So you
Very
did all
good.
Right.
No,
so, but
I was in the game.
So now this is actually Christmas themed. Our Dave's Random Enlightenment of the week. It's all about Eric's new girlfriend Sasha. And just to give you guys a little,
I can't wait.
Yes, I bet you can't wait. It's actually from our Halloween special. So we jump from our Halloween special to our Christmas special. And so again, this is Dave's / Eric's Random Enlightenment of the week. Eric's new girlfriend Sasha. Let's talk a little bit about Curse of Chucky.
Although I ate at that restaurant.
What?
They have really John good Ritter, salad bar at Chucky.
Yeah, I've been there a million times.
Oh, how do you like it?
You know, dirty, expensive, and annoying.
No. Curse of Chucky. Gosh.
Oh, yes.
I love the Chucky franchise, Child's Play. Who is that?
There's a lunatic escaped, and he's dressed as Santa Claus.
Yeah, I've seen that at Disneyland.
And my girlfriend will back me up on this.
Hi, guys!
Is that Neil Young? Or was it Alana Bobick?
What?
Elena.
That one.
That's
Bobbitt, yes. Come on, I like Sasha.
Really?
Oh. And yeah, she murdered her husband, right?
Okay, yeah.
So this has been going on for a while?
I see things that are inexplicable. I've come home and all my dresser drawers are pulled out to the extent, and her purse is on the ground and the contents are all over the floor.
Yeah.
And
yes.
she was cleaning up the mess, she overheard on the radio, there's a lunatic escaped and he's dressed as Santa Claus.
Wow.
Wow.
I could go on and on and on. Okay. When I'm not there, she'll call me up and she'll say, "Look, Mommy, I let Santa in." Santa Claus was a crazy lunatic that escaped the asylum.
Is this scary or what?
It was at first, but...
Now you're used to it.
Dave, do you know any witches?
I do.
You do?
Yes. X, Y, or Z.
Ex-wife, is that what you said?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my thing went out.
Oh, we might have some issues in here.
So, of course, Merry Christmas to everyone, our unconventional Christmas show. So, Sasha she sounds like really nice, a little bit loony, though.
I guess. It's some concoction you dreamt up. Just, you know, let the listeners know that conversation really did not take place.
Yeah, it did not.
Right. But your thing really did go out.
It's a mashup.
It yes. did, but I got new batteries.
Good. I'm glad. But anyway, so the song that's going to end our show before we tell you a little more about tonight's show is from Mixed Nuts, my favorite movie of all time, my favorite Christmas movie as well. It's the song Mixed Nuts by Dr. John. Steve Martin plays a volunteer at a crisis hotline on Christmas Eve. Other stars include Rita Wilson, Juliette Lewis, Anthony Paglia, Madeline Kahn, Liev Schreiber, and Adam Sandler.
I love Liev Schreiber.
Great cast.
She's
great
cute.
Movie.
And, she's very cute.
So where will we be tonight, Dave?
We're going to be at the Outlets in Anthem. We're going to have a lot of fun. Paige DeMichael's coming in right now for Real Hockey Talk. And we're going to have fun tonight, Anthem, at the Outlets in Anthem. We're going to broadcast live at least 5 to 8, maybe even longer,
yeah.
depending on the size of the tree. It's 115 feet, I understand. And there's Paige. Hello, Paige. You going to sing for us as we go out on the show today? I think it'd be good, wouldn't it? Sebastian, I haven't seen him for a while.
Nope.
I heard you're in the injured reserve list.
Yep.
And you look like you're walking.
I am walking.
And you're drinking.
I am drinking.
And you're smoking drinking.
Yeah,
occasionally.
Yeah, he's on the IR. He may replace day-to-day. One of the... Yeah, he's day-to-day right now with a you know, undisclosed upper body.
Oh, you have an upper body?
It's an upper body,
issue?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, mine was a lower body issue.
They're saying upper body even though he's limping, but that's just how we disclose
our injuries. But I got over
injuries.
That one.
Yeah.
But of course, we'll be giving we'll be giving away two pairs of VIP seats at
yes.
For the Monday, December 9th advanced screening at Tempe Marketplace for The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smog. I know that
yes.
You're probably see now Sebastian's really excited about that.
Are you going to come tonight?
Oh, his back! Oh, miraculously, his back is fine again.
December. Oh, December?
Yeah. And we have Turbo posters. We have Mortal Instruments soundtracks. One Direction sunglasses again. His favorite. Yeah.
One Direction sunglasses.
I don't know
Dave's
what that
really
means.
Excited. Cloudy yes. with a Chance of Meatballs. Two books. Hobbit t-shirts. Hobbit keychains. Now You See Me t-shirts. Red 2 koozies. Now You See Me playing cards. Frozen screening tickets. Well, we got 25.
Frozen the duck?
No, the movie, the animated movie. He won't be there, but you can answer some Christmas
I was really
trivia.
Looking forward to spending some time with the duck.
I know, but we'll be talking all about dysfunctional families around Christmas time. We'll be talking about worst Christmas gifts of all time. We'll be talking about holiday disasters in terms of cooking disasters,
upper body injuries.
I might
we
call
can talk about that. As
I
well.
Might call in from the tailgate just
yeah,
to
you
talk
could.
A little bit about
well, that's a good
my
idea.
Dysfunctional
yeah.
family during the holidays. Just to
yeah,
add to
that's
it.
A
oh,
great
yeah.
idea.
Oh, yeah, I'll call in from the tailgate.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that. Tailgate, of course, jobbing.com arena.
Correct.
Yeah, 5 to 8 p.m., Outlets and Anthem tonight.
Wow, and then stay tuned. Real Hockey Talk coming up. Matt McCannell is on the air in, what, 12?
Yeah, about
12 o'clock. All right, we'll be right back. Hosanna. Santa can't resist those mixed nuts. Red peas, chestnuts, Chinese pine nuts, peanuts, and pistachios.